This program is intended for audiences over the age of 21. It's adult in nature and not intended for anyone under legal age. Slut Sounds Podcast. Welcome to the Slut Sounds Podcast. I'll be your cock charmer today, and my name is Linnea, and this is my podcast. You can find the Slut Sounds podcast online at www.slutsounds.com. You can find my personal page at www.phoneflirts.com, and you can reach me on Twitter at phoneflirts. Never try phone sex before? Do you want a quick and cheap way to get off with just a little company? Then I've got a number just for you. There are lots of girls available, and they all work from home, so your call can be personal and as dirty as you want it to be. All major credit cards are accepted, and a quickie will cost you under $14. So what are you waiting for? Just dial 1-888-799-0857. Phone sex is an impulsive purchase, in my opinion. It's not something you plan out before you call. It's usually not a purchase you make after months of deep thought. But I do want callers to sometimes stop and think a bit before they jump to it. Now, I know my naughty callers occasionally try and call other phone sex services. They always find their way back to me, eventually. But there are so many options out there now. Who wouldn't shop around a little? There are many, many, many services on the internet. Most are great businesses, but some are not. The phone sex industry really has no one regulating it that keeps us from lying or falsely advertising. So how can you be sure that the service you're calling is legit? Are there any special things you should do to be a smart phone sex shopper? Of course there are. Number one, if you go to a website and you write down the phone number, or you just program it into your telephone, make sure you have a note somewhere about the billing company name as well as the URL. If a billing issue occurs, you want to know exactly where you got that number from. Always contact the company immediately, because most will fix mistakes quite easily. But you need to know where you got that number from to avoid a problem. Number two, look over the whole website carefully and make sure all of your questions are either answered on it or that they offer contact information for the owner of the service. Do not just rely on the phone sex operator for answers. Operators can come along and disappear very quickly. It's always best that you know how to contact the actual owner in the case of a problem. That's not to say that there aren't really good operators either. It just means that you need to make sure you have all options available to you and that you know who you're doing business with. Number three, pay close attention to the time you spend on the phone. It's pretty easy to let your time go over your spending limit without even realizing it. Especially if you've got your dick in your hand. Ask the operator at the end of the call what amount you have spent, especially if you're paying per minute. Those minutes can stack up very quickly, and you don't want to shock when you get your bill. Just remember that most billing occurs after your actual call. Just because you request 10 minutes of time doesn't mean that that's all you've actually used. It's your responsibility as the customer to watch what you spend. It's your money after all. But a good phone sex operator will be honest and keep you informed too. Number four, never forget that you are paying for the phone sex operator's time, not just the dirty talk. This means if you talk about sex for 10 minutes, then the weather for 5 minutes, that you're probably going to be charged for it. Don't assume that the operator's time is ever free unless she tells you that it is. Number five, with the explosion of phone sex sites that's out there, Try to stick with the ones that appear professional in what they say and with ones that have been around a while. New sites mean new owners and new operators, and that just means that the company may lack experience, which could create more errors. This is not a golden rule, but it's often the case. Number 6, get a feel for the entire website. A good, reliable business puts forth a great deal of effort into its website. It has good spelling, a decent design, it's easy to navigate, it has content, and so forth. A cookie-cutter type of site may indicate that a lady or a business is looking for fast money. There's no such thing, and a good business knows that. Hopefully you know that might be a risk to give out your personally identifiable information to a person who's out to make a fast buck. Stop and think about it. 7. Find out how your info is stored by that company. This is so important. Is it in a database? And if so, is that database online somewhere? How many people actually see your credit card information before it's billed? Is it shared among all of the operators at the company, even those you have never spoken to? Is your personally identifiable information emailed to anybody? God, that scares me, but people still do that. Companies still do that. Does the company employ any safety precautions such as password-protected databases, firewalls, virus protection? Remember that if your info is on an operator's computer without virus protection and her PC is hacked, your information is available for use to someone else. The company itself may be quite secure, but the operator may not be. Question it. Number 8. Ask yourself when you're reviewing a website, what is the code of ethics here? Look for some moral code, mission statement, simple business ethics. Look for a basic morality on the site, which would just be how they do business. Having a dirty call is great, but the business side is so important too. While it may not be overly obvious or stated in the way I mentioned it, you should be able to get a feel for it. Number 9, how open is the site? How inviting is the business? How much do you see about the company? Hey, you're giving out your personal information. You want to know as much about theirs as you can. You should know how they do business without having to ask on the phone. That also means that you, the customer, needs to stop and read every website you encounter very carefully. Calling and asking an operator how they do things is important too, but it should be done to verify what the website said. Number 10, while I understand the need and desire for an online payment service in the phone sex industry, I'd like you to think them over before using them. Third-party payment systems are often used, and pay close attention. It means a third party has your info. The danger with these online payment systems is that any lady can make a web page and use one. It may not be a real registered business, and that means that they can be shut down tomorrow. The likelihood of unethical practices are definitely increased, meaning your info may not be safe. A genuine merchant account means the company has been clearly investigated by a bank. It means they must follow rules and they have a business plan and so forth. Number 11, beware of operators who ask for a tip or a gift. A tip or a gift should be completely optional. It should be your choice. Think of it like a restaurant or a hair salon. Never paying more than 15 to 20% of what you have paid for in the service. Use common sense. Whatever your fantasy may be, you are ultimately paying for the service already. If you are asked for more money or to buy gifts from the operator, it's really an additional payment. A good business offers quality service with no hidden agenda or fees. And if the operator is asking for more or even implying you should pay them extra, then you have to ask yourself what you get for that. If you're the type of guy that wants to do it because you're so generous, great, go for it. Just be sure it's your choice. I've received all sorts of gifts during my time in this industry. I've had lingerie, DVDs, CDs, books, and yes, monetary tips. But I always let the person decide if they want to. I've never asked. I've never hinted at it. Maybe it's just my personal opinion on the topic, but I would never allow greed to interfere with my morals, and I would never let my morals be corrupted for my business. If I was a waitress, I wouldn't ask for a tip either. In summary, I have heard all sorts of horror stories about phone sex services, one girl services, etc. Being on this side of the industry, I've seen bad behavior take place often from operators and even from owners. I could tell you all stories I've even seen with my own eyes that would make you cringe. You as the customer also have to make very sure you keep yourself in check too by being a smart phone sex shopper. Be cautious who you do business with and always spend your money wisely. Have you ever been dominated by a woman? I mean a real woman. The kind of woman who knows what buttons to push, how to wind you up, and then how to make you melt. Or maybe you need a woman in control to do the thinking for you and to be in charge of your cock. Well, guess what? I have some friends who can help. Call toll free 1-877-937-5283. 24 hours per day, experienced dominating bitches are gonna use the shit out of you. And now for something completely dirty.
Hi guys. Boy, you did a great job on the ice today. Oh, aren't you all such big boys? Oh, this is going to be fun. Yeah, let me kneel down in front of all of you and suck on those big cocks. Yeah, that's right. Put your fingers in my pussy. Yeah. Put more hands, more fingers in my pussy and in my ass. Yeah, jam them in. Oh, that makes me feel hot. Oh, hey, you. Help him. Why don't you put your fingers in my pussy, too? Get me really ready. Yeah, oh, this is so hot. The whole hockey team and just me. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, slammy boys, it's time to show me what you can do. Yeah, that's it. Lie down. Let me sit on your cock. Oh, that feels good. Yeah, now you get behind me and stick your fingers in my ass. Get ready to fuck. I'm ready for that big cock in my ass. Yeah, fuck me. Oh, I really love it in my ass. Oh, God, that feels great. Yeah, and I used to get cock in me, too. Yeah, two cocks in my pussy and one in my ass. Yeah, that's it. Slam me like the slut that I am. Yeah, come on, guys. There's room for more. You stick your cock in my mouth. And you, yeah, get over me. Get over me and get ready to fuck me. I'm not leaving till you all shoot your loads all over me. Cover me in your hot cum. Yeah, I want all of you to cover me in your hot cum. Ooh, it's someone else's turn. Aw, you haven't come yet? Yeah, let me suck on your big cock while he fucks me. Ooh, yeah. Oh, I can taste my own pussy juices on your cock. That really turns me on. Could I be any wetter? Yeah, feeling all your cocks in my mouth and in my pussy and in my ass. Yeah, taking all of you on. Oh, you all fuck me. Yeah. Oh, wait. I haven't fucked you yet. Yeah, lie down. Let me slide that big fat cock in me. Oh, and you, yeah. Slide that big cock in my ass. Oh, I've waited for you. You've got the biggest cock on the whole team. Yeah, does it feel good as I slide up and down on your cock? Oh, I can't talk anymore. I need to fill my mouth with your cock, too. Oh, I want you all to come on me. Oh, yeah. Let me lie down on the floor. I want you all to come on me. Yeah, the rest of you. Yeah, that's it. You can spread your hot cum all over my face and my tit and my pussy while I shove my fingers deep inside me. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yeah.
Thanks for listening to the Slut Sounds podcast. Again, I'm Linnea, and it's been my pleasure providing this show for you. I hope you've enjoyed listening. Check back to slutsounds.com for the newest episode coming soon.